This is TWiT.
Now, before we get into full calibration, which is really the where we're going here, there is one other thing I want to talk about when setting, in particular, the color control. And we talked about that as being the saturation or the level of color overlay over the black and white image. And you need something extra to do that, which is supplied in with most of these discs. It is not supplied with the AVS HD 709 content because there's no way to get a physical thing to you. But it's a blue filter. Tell us about the blue filter, why it's important, and what are some of the limitations of it?
Okay. Well, I mean, I have a variety of blue filters here that you've asked. This is the THX filter. Mm-hmm. The Joe Kane filters has red, blue, green.
Oh, it's got all three of them. Okay.
The Disney Wow, I mean, you can put it right up here and, you know.
And put it right up against the camera there, and you can see that it's a blue filter.
Oh, whoa, very good. There we go.
Very good. Very good. So you need this blue filter. How do you use it?
Well, you would hold the blue filter. You would put the appropriate test pattern on the screen. And I know we have some patterns. If you want to put slide two up, that's an example.
Okay. Let's find slide number two. Sorry, it's not quite in order there, folks. But my engineering team here, hopefully they will be able to find that. There it is. Called the Simpty Color Bars.
So looking at a Simpty color bar, you would look through the blue filters. And basically what the blue filter does is the blue filter eliminates the red and the green from getting through on those on the white bar. So you'll see the blue part of the white signal and then the blue part of the color signal on the two extreme edges of that pattern. And when the two intensities match up, you'll have the color set correctly.
Mm-hmm. But I've come to believe, and I've been told many times, that these blue filters don't necessarily give you the correct result. It depends in part on the display technology, like LCD versus plasma versus OLED.
Right. I mean, the filter technologies were based on the colors of the primary, the red, green, and blue, matching the primaries of CRT or phosphor-based technology. So as we're going forward into digital technologies, the red, blue, and green primaries aren't the same as our reference phosphor technologies are. So there can be some inherent errors just from that. So that is the first problem with filters. The second problem is the quality issue. Filters are from color dye lots.
They might be different from one to the next.
Exactly. They're making 100,000 of them at a time. They could be influenced by all UV light fade over time, if they're left out in the sun or whatever. So they can be different. I mean, I've seen some blue filters that are blue and other blue filters that are very purple, just from different batches or similar batches, but still having errors. So the filters are going to fail you for the two reasons. One of them is the technology is so different than CRT phosphor that there's color leakage and it doesn't work true. The other one is the quality of the filters.
Mm-hmm. And so what's the solution?
Well, the solution is really instrumentation, proper instrumentation, which is a spectroradiometer, and actually measuring the colors of red, blue, and green, and hopefully utilizing the controls on the display, which would be the color management controls, to actually set them correctly.
Mm. Which we're going to get to in just a minute. What I was hoping to lead you to was that some TVs have a mode called blue only mode.
Right,
and this is a cool mode for those of us who are geeks, and of course everybody watching and listening to this show is a home theater geek. So, I love blue only mode. Tell us about that.
Right. So, what are you doing? Is you're bypassing the potential errors of the filter and going right to the technology. And in the old CRT world, we would just turn off the red and the green, or block the red and the green CRTs, which is what we're doing in the digital world. The manufacturer internally is turning off the green and the red pixels and just using the blue only pixels. So that allows us to bypass the two problems, which are inherently the problem with filters, and set it more accurately that way.